You are listening to Concert Blast.
Rock and roll! Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance.
This is Pat and Corey, and we're from Boston, and we are listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hi, this is Marita Curran. I'm from Philadelphia, PA, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Glenn. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Catherine. I'm from Louisville, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Whoa! I sit at home all day watching the TV. Wait for your people so anxiously. But my baby.
Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Mike Arnold.
Hey, we're having a rock and roll night tonight, aren't we, man?
We're here for another music discussion. This time it's rock and roll. In other words, is rock and roll in the title of the song, or is rock and roll also in the song itself? And we've gotten so many emails. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you for replying to all the emails that are out there.
I think we got more emails on this subject than we have any subject.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was trying to get stuff with strictly rock and roll in the title. And I tell you, when you do that, it's not as easy as it sounds.
No, it's not.
So Mike told me that I was mistaken.
Because he didn't read the email that you guys read.
That's right.
Well, I read it enough to get the gist of it. That's the important
thing. Not the whole gist, but there's the gist.
I got the spirit of the thing.
So we decided to put these rock and roll songs in categories
by popular vote.
So let's just jump right into it.
Now, first of all, let's talk about the ones who they just got ones or twos and notifications. In other words, not everybody has got a lot of votes for these songs. And some of these songs are very surprising to me. And let's take some of our own, for instance, that no one else voted for. And I'll start with mine, and I'll start with Rock and Roll Girls by John Fogerty.
Mike is right, because I had the same thing. There was one that I mentioned that nobody else did. No emails. Not you guys, nothing. Got Rock and Roll Music by the Beatles and Chuck Berry, or by Chuck Berry and the Beatles.
And the Beach Boys.
And, you know, our good old buddy Kid Rock, he's got a song that...
Your buddy.
Well, who's everybody?
Somebody.
Somebody's buddy, right? He's got a song called Rock and Roll Jesus. Definitely got rock and roll in there.
But you also had another one that...
I did. It was Blue Oyster Cult, and I was thinking about, okay, all right, you know, it has something to do with...
Rock and roll.
And, of course, that song is Cities of Flame.
Well, I started thinking of a bunch of different things. So I came up with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Whiskey Rock and Roller.
And I came up with Foghat, Rock and Roll Outlaw.
Now, I actually thought of that one, but I thought nobody else would.
I love that song. That's a great song. Yeah, very good song.
And it was never one of their big ones, but it is a good song, guys.
I also came up with one of my favorite ones by Johnny Winter, Rock and Roll People.
Hey, what about I'm Just a Rock and Roll Singer in a Rock and Roll Band?
By the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
Now, you're the only one that even said anything about that.
I was very surprised with that.
I was shocked by that.
I mean, that's a classic.
Very much so. Yep.
And here's another one I'm very surprised at. Every time you go to a sporting event and a team usually scores or something good happens, you hear this. Dun, 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 hey!
You're right. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, hey! Dun, dun, which is Rock and Roll Parts 1 and Parts 2 by Gary Glitter.
That's very true.
Well, it is the truth. I mean, you'll hear songs on sporting events that you're going, I know that song. But you never get past like one verse of it.
But you wouldn't think that rock and roll would be in the title of the song either.
But it is, because it has no words.
Exactly.
Oh, hey! That's a word.
That's true. That's the only word. That's very true.
I also said a couple others. David Bowie from Ziggy Stardust, Rock and Roll Star.
Great song.
Now, I totally forgot about that
one. Yeah, that's
a there's another one coming up later that everybody knows.
Okay, what about this next one here? Somebody we're going to be seeing here by the end of the month.
Hey, we got a little bit of Eddie Money, which is Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
I mean, I think that's a great song.
Very
but
big song.
These are the ones that no one else picked, and not even two of us picked. These, right. You know, we picked these individually.
Well, actually, he used to start off with that song a long time ago.
Yes,
didn't he?
Sure did.
He sure did. We saw him many times.
Brian, you also had another one that I can't believe I forgot.
That's why I can't believe more people didn't think of this one. I mean, what a rock and roll song. A Sweet Little Rock and Roller by Rod Stewart.
And Chuck Berry.
And Chuck Berry.
Yes.
Chuck Berry wrote that song.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Chuck.
Definitely.
But, oh, man, I can't believe I was the only one who mentioned that.
And then there were some that we mentioned that Tom and I brought up that is not in the title at all and only might only say rock and roll in it one time or maybe two times. And that's the songs, well, I'm going to say Sweet Jane by Lou Reed.
I'm gonna say Shooting Star by Bad Company.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know?
Rosalita by
Bruce Springsteen
and the E Street Band.
Now I know your mama, she don't like me, cause I play in a rock and roll band. And I know your daddy don't dig me, but he never did understand. Your papa lured the fool, he locked you in your room. I'm coming to lend a hand, I'm coming to liberate.
It's very seldom mentioned, and that's why it doesn't stand out. And I'm sure...
They're not going to think that.
They're not going to think about it. It's not in the chorus. It's not in all the verses.
It might be one little line out of one verse.
And that's it. Yeah, so you don't think about it.
But you remember it.
That's right. Hey, let's get to the main songs now.
Now we're going to go to the multiple songs that we voted for. Those we came up with these songs, but nobody else voted
for them.
There
you go.
Okay, so Brian and I came up with this one from Motha Hoople,
which is the golden age of rock and roll.
And Rock and Roll Queen.
Mike and I are big Mott the Hoople fans, so you're getting that. You're going to hear these.
You don't have a choice.
Okay. And then Tom and I, Brand, we met a good person at a concert back in the 80s, and I hope to go see these guys again soon.
Absolutely. Of course, we're talking about Huey Lewis and Heart of Rock and Roll.
New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things, all at a quarter to three? When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they back it with a lot of style, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the other may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll, heart of rock and roll is still beating.
Here's one that all three of us came across, but nobody else voted for. And this one is
Rock and Roll Suicide by David Bowie.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then a cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, oh. Rock and roll suicide.
Which you are a nutcase if you did not listen to. What's the matter with you, man?
No kidding.
That's one of our favorites. Of course, we're big Bowie fans.
Very
back in
so.
the Ziggy days, in the Aladdin Sane days,
70s,
the Diamond Dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when Brown was 5 or 6.
Spiders.
Yeah, we're Brown.
Wanted to see the spiders from Mars.
Brown was the only oldest. Only one old enough to drive. What are you talking about?
We don't want to speak negatives.
We don't want to tell your age, do we?
Okay, now let's go into some of the emails that we received that we also agreed with. And this one is from our good friend in Brooklyn, New York, Rosie Weinstein. And she comes across with one that Brian came up with as well, and Tom.
It's a twofold thing.
Yep.
As long as a Messina and it's poison.
That's right.
Let's hear the difference.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
There you go.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. Mm-hmm. But if you're out on a date, don't you bring her home late, cause it's a sin. You know there's no excuse, you know you're gonna lose. Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to hit the town, where do you go? You gotta rock it, rock it.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that.
I think I have to say, I loved when Loggins and Messina did it, but I really like Poison's take on that.
Poison's got a little bit more upbeat to it. I mean, it's a little bit more of that harder rock and roll sound.
It does make you just get up to it a little bit more.
Definitely.
Brian and Tom also came up with another one, along with two other people here.
It's from Chris in Glasgow, Scotland.
And Joe Nelms, our buddy Joe Nelms in Donelson, Tennessee.
Along with Brian and Tom, and they came up with this song.
It's a Long Way to the Top.
If you want to rock and roll by AC/DC.
Riding on the highway, going to a show.
Classic right there.
No doubt about it.
Brian also came up with this one with our old buddy Gary Kahn, who's right here in town. This one is
Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll.
Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drum, loud and bold. Rock
That was a great movie. Did you see the movie?
I don't believe it.
It's a concert movie for Chuck Berry. And all these musicians like Keith Richards came in. I think Eric Clapton came in. And several main people came in and just performed this concert. It's a concert movie, and it's called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. And it's, boy, it's really good.
Hey, here's another song that me and Brian and Alan Atkinson from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, sent in. And that song is Old Time Rock and Roll by
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And in the same line, we also had another Bob Seger song, which is Rock and Roll Never Forgets, which I like, and so does Rick Harlow of Antioch, Tennessee.
So you're a little bit old.
One that I didn't know it was done by Argent, actually.
And I didn't either.
I didn't either, either.
And you reminded me that Argent actually wrote the song.
And then Petra did it. And then
Kiss came in there and did it.
Which I absolutely love this version of it. Absolutely.
Again, Chris from Glasgow, Scotland came in with this one with Brian and I. And it is
God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Love the guitars on that. It's like a harmony guitars going together like that.
It really does. It sounds great.
And you can't, that's a sing-along song. You can't help but sing along with that thing.
Kiss nails it to me. I think they do it better than any of them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what? I've never seen them sing that.
Oh, I've seen them do it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I must have missed it.
They did it on Encore back in the non-makeup days.
Yeah.
I saw them do it at the Municipal Auditorium. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only time I've seen them do it.
And that's one of my favorite songs. I keep hoping they'll do it. I'd never get to hear it.
We also can't forget about this song by Kiss. Gary Kahn put this on his list, but you know what? I would have put this on my list if I'd remembered, but I didn't remember. Christopher J. said, this is a great classic from Kiss Alive, and it's got to be one of the best encore songs out there. And I have to agree with him. At that time, I thought there was no better encore than this song right here. Let Me Go Rock and Roll by Kiss. If you noticed, there are several people, when we got an email from somebody, it came in with, like, all kinds of different songs. Now, some of the songs we're not even going to mention because we're not very familiar with, or I couldn't find a copy of, or whatever.
Yeah,
so some of the songs that you guys sent in, we're not going to talk about because I really don't know them.
Mm-mm, not at all.
But this next one is one called Rock and Roll. No, it's not the Led Zeppelin. It's the Velvet Underground / Lou Reed song. Brian and I both came up with this as well,
so did Arlo from New Jersey and Ruby Tuesday from West Virginia. Ruby,
I got one right down the road over here. Man,
don't you eat there? I don't know.
I guess only the one in West Virginia counts, man.
Well, this Ruby Tuesday is actually the MySpace name of this person.
Good evening, Ruby. Hope you're having a good night.
And it's Rock and Roll by Lou Reed.
Janice said when she was just 5 years old, you know this. Nothing happened at all. Two TV sets, two Cadillac cars on. It ain't helping us at all. Not at all. One by more she heard her New York station. She couldn't believe what she heard at all. Not at all. Despite the amputation, you could dance.
that song, but I didn't realize how old this song is. This is back in the 60s.
Like 68, isn't it?
68, 69. I really like it on Rock and Roll Animal, Lou Reed's kind of live album. I love that album. I used to have it in an 8-track. Am I talking my age here?
You are talking your age with an 8-track.
I used to wear it out, too.
I don't know what an 8-track is, guys.
Yeah, right. Brian, you had one before all of us.
I think I use one for a door jam now.
He also used to have something called a turntable. You put these big old plastic CDs on them.
Yeah, it's weird, man. They spin around, and you put something on top of them, they go...
Well, speaking of Ruby Tuesday, from West Virginia, as well as Gary Kahn here from here in Nashville, Tennessee, they came up with this one. Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio by the Ramones? The Ramones is getting some attention on this show that I didn't think they would get.
I'm kind of surprised, too.
But you got to say one thing about the Ramones. They seem to be more popular now, I hate to say it, than they were when they were still here.
Brian, I bet you would like this next song.
Well, I bet I would. I put it on all capital letters on my list, man.
I'm surprised Joe Nelms didn't send this to us from Donaldson, because he is a big Joan Jett fan. And there's many of you out there who did send this in.
Well, I tell you, a lot of people agree with me and Tom and Mike. They're Sarah from Potatoville, Virginia. You're kidding. I know you are.
That's right. And we got Rosie Weinstein from Brooklyn, New York.
We know Rosie's for real.
That's true.
But we're talking about I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong.
We talked about Lou Reed's rock and roll. Now it's time for Led Zeppelin's rock and roll. And of course, when it comes to this song, many people covered this song.
Many, many people. Hearts won.
That, you know, John Waite does a good job in concert doing it.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And so did Sheryl Crow.
And basically any band you've ever heard at a club has covered this tune.
Pretty much.
Along with Brian and Tom and my dear wife Sandra, who voted for this one as well, Jeff from Asheville, North Carolina did. And they all voted for Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. Think they're going to get back together for a tour or not?
I think so.
Still think they'll be at Bonnaroo. I don't care what.
I think it's going to be a surprise.
Surprise.
You think so?
Half of them is going to be there.
That's true. So why not get together?
Robert Plant's already booked to be there.
Yep.
John Paul Jones
lives
in Nashville, and he produces all kinds of music here in Nashville.
And he's been at the last three.
There you go.
And if you get on a Bonnaroo site, you will see him saying, I look forward to Bonnaroo every year.
He really does.
And he's been working with an all-girl bluegrass band called Uncle Earl.
Oh, is that right?
Now.
Wow.
And they are dyed-in-the-wool bluegrass. Country bluegrass.
Yeah!
Hey, listen to them. They are some talented group of ladies.
If that's to happen, that would be something to see, wouldn't it?
That would be a great surprise.
Well, anyway, let's keep going, and let's go down to Billy Joel. And this time, Busy Being Fabulous from Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Now I know there's a Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Along with Ruby Tuesday from West Virginia. And along with our buddy
Rosie Weinstein from Brooklyn, New York.
And with
our buddy Brian right here.
Knows he calls himself buddy.
And we're talking about Billy Joel's song.
It's still rock and roll to me.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you
You've been hiding out lately, honey. You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Jeff from Toronto, Canada, acknowledges Elton John's song, Rock and Roll Madonna. Now that's a good song. I had forgotten all about that, and that's one of his early ones, probably his first or second album. Earlier we talked about AC/DC. Now this is a big surprise to me, because when I first sent the email out for everybody to reply, and I put the request on MySpace, Classic Rock Groups, by the way, if y'all want to get on there and reply to any of our messages, we didn't have any votes at all for this song until yesterday.
Wow.
And then yesterday,
jumped on it.
It's
Look
like
out.
Everybody thought of it all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
and it started coming in from all over, from emails, from MySpace, from all over the place. And this is from Glenda in Alabama, Zach in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
And we got Roscoe from Waldorf, Maryland. Joe Nelms from Donaldson, Tennessee.
Of course, me, Mike, and Tom.
That's right.
We're talking about AC/DC.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
We keep going. We're going to talk about somebody who we seen last year. Oh, I'd love to go back to see him again.
Oh, man, I love the place, too. I mean, yeah. It was just a great scenery, and of course, we're talking about Paul Rodgers.
When he was with Bad Company, he recorded this song. He also recorded it solo, too. We're talking about Rock and Roll Fantasy from Zach in Plymouth, Massachusetts, from Jeff in Toronto, Canada,
Valerie Hopper from Houston, Texas,
and of course
the three of us.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's
going to
be good.
Dancers, one by one. Your mama's calling, but you're having fun. You'll find you're dancing on in number 9 cloud. Put your head together now and sing out loud. It's all part of my rock and roll fantasy. It's all part of my rock and roll dream, yeah.
And did he put on a good show?
Oh.
Paul Rodgers is an excellent, excellent front man, a singer,
just
a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Very friendly guy.
Very much
very
so. But he's still got the voice, too.
Smile.
Very impressive.
He does, doesn't he?
Very impressive.
He's got the most beautiful bluesy quality to his voice.
And what I like, how friendly he was with us.
He was extremely friendly, and that was worth the 300-mile trip we put in.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he talked to us. He didn't rush us. I mean, it was
But his tour manager did.
Yeah.
He was the only one. Well, I remember his tour manager said, yeah, I know, I'm the guy who let you in here. Get out.
Time's up.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't say get out. He said,
y'all
time's
been here long
up.
Enough.
Yeah. He said, we'll get something else together later on down the road. But that was at where? Frederick J. Brown Amphitheater.
In Peachtree City, just Georgia. About 30 Georgia. Miles south of Atlanta.
Rick Springfield's coming for 2 days there.
Really?
That would be funny to see.
Outside?
Because
interesting.
He will walk all the way to the top. He'll probably go out to the parking lot.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
If you ever get a chance to eat Rick Springfield, this guy, he goes nuts in concert. I mean, this guy will go
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
He was actually walking the balance beam, like a balance beam, in the balcony, on the side of the balcony in Nashville at the Wild Horse Saloon. Now, if you ever been to the Wild Horse Saloon, look up.
Second floor.
And you see the beam going all the way around. But anyway, we like the Peachtree City location of Frederick J. Brown Amphitheater.
Very nice.
Now, if we keep going here, we will also see a bunch of old guys, huh?
Where? Yeah, they're pretty old. They're probably older than Brian.
Brian made a statement once. He says, these guys are going to be wheeled out in wheelchairs one day because they don't know when to stop. And
they're going to have the lyrics in front of them because they're going to forget.
Eventually, they will. And we had a lot of votes for this song, too.
This song is...
It's Only Rock and Roll by the Rolling Stones.
Bunch of people besides us think about this song. We had Dan in Oxford's UK, of course Zach in Plymouth, Massachusetts, Medlock in the UK, Rosie and Rick Harlow. I mean the list goes on and on.
Very popular song.
Speaking of popular songs, we're now getting more and more popular songs. Mm-hmm. This next one is one that I miss seeing Edgar Winter Group. Wow. When he would come and he'd have his guitarist.
Oh, Rick Derringer, man.
Yeah, yes. Rick Derringer. Ooh. And Rick Derringer would also do a couple of his own songs. And this is one of the songs that he always did when he played. And I love this song.
Of course, we're talking about Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
And you know what? I'd be shocked because I forgot.
Oh, you forgot this?
I'm really surprised.
I actually forgot it. I forgot it.
You want a blindfold?
No. I meant figuratively.
Oh, okay. All right. But good. Along with us, who else do we have?
Hey, we got Leanne Boston from Hendersonville, Tennessee. We've got Medlock from the UK. Gary Kahn, our buddy from Nashville, Tennessee, voted on that song.
Rick Harlow and Alan Atkinson, who we mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. along with us.
Right on.
Yeah, Brian, too.
Now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yep. Yeah, we have a tie.
We have a tie for first place.
They have the same number.
They have the same amount of people that has voted for these guys. Well, actually, there wasn't a vote. It was just a send-in. And we wanted to see who would send in the most of the same one.
Exactly.
This one is from a band that's actually a rock and roll band. And the name of the song is actually called...
Rock and Roll Band.
We're talking about...
A band out of Boston called Boston.
How about that? Isn't that ironic?
They're just a little band out of Boston.
That's Boston with Rock and Roll Band.
Chris from Glasgow, Scotland. Joseph from Bellingham, Washington. Jeff from Toronto. We got Chris J. from London, England. And, of course...
The three of us.
All of us. And there's quite a few more. I'm not even going to...
Oh, and my wife, even.
I was going to say, don't forget Sandra.
Now we're down to the other one that's tied for number one. And this was a big surprise to me. And I knew the three of us would like it. Yeah, of course, sure. We got our votes on it, along with other people. But we're talking about four guys with the same somewhat last name. Three of them aren't with us anymore.
Unfortunately.
We've seen them multiple times, yep. And man, we miss this band.
Show.
Especially for a live act. This was a great live act.
Nothing but fun.
Nothing but fun.
From the beginning to the end.
To the very end. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right.
These guys are from New York. We're talking about the Ramones, of course. And the song is...
Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah.
You know, what's so cool about it is, of course, you know, the Ramones actually played in a movie which was titled Rock and Roll High School.
Great. That was terrible, but we loved
it.
It
wasn't that bad. I think I liked it because of the music, you know?
Yeah, the music,
man. I mean, how many rock and roll movies have we gone through that are really good?
Yeah, exactly.
We went because the bands were in it and because they had the music.
Yeah, but I thought he got a little bit carried away when they had the experimental rat and he grew into a punker and ended up attending the concert.
There.
Yeah, that was like, now you're really getting out of the whack.
But, definitely.
But I love the Ramones, and I always have ever since they came out with their very first album. We always went to see them anytime they came close by. Yeah, we always had a great time with them. So other people must have had a great time with them as well. So we'll just name some of these people. Of course, Rosie in New York.
I'm getting hungry because Ruby Tuesday's in there again.
From West Virginia.
Yep.
Well, I can understand you getting hungry because we have Sarah from Potatoville, Virginia.
There you go. Gary Kahn, of course, from Nashville. Dan from Oxford in the UK. I mean, the list could go forever.
On and on and on.
We just want to mention the ones who sent us multiple ones. And we thank you so much for doing that. We also want to mention, since we went through all of those songs, we want to talk about some of those who sent in songs like I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart by Eric Clapton. You forgot about that, didn't you?
Absolutely forgot it.
Mm-hmm, I did too. I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart by Eric Clapton. He said, my name is Jeff and I'm a concertaholic from Toronto, Canada. In other words, his blog is www.concertaholics.com.
Wow.
He says he got a new blog with lots of new concert stories, reviews coming soon. Keep up the great show, guys.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well,
man, we appreciate
it. Go ahead and check out Jeff there at concertaholic.com.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's LICS, concertaholics.com.
You got concert, then you have AHOLICS.com.
Concertaholics.com.
Right on.
Now, we also have one from, I think Chris J came up with this one. I can't believe that I didn't mention this one. But when he sent it in to me, I sent him a reply and said, thank you so much for mentioning this band.
Yeah, because me and Mike saw him in St. Louis, man, just absolutely loved them. And, of course, we're talking about
Angel.
Rock and Rollers.
Another one that came in from Houston, Texas, from Valerie Hopper, Rock and Roll Doctor by Black Sabbath. Now, Tom had one that also came across with another person. Now, this person is DJ Nightman from Nightman Radio.
Hey, DJ, how's it going, man?
He interviewed us for his radio show, his internet radio show that he does. And he sent me an email saying, you guys can listen to it on Wednesday nights.
But our listeners can listen to us also.
That's DJ Nightman on Knight Rider Radio. KnightRiderRadio.spruz.net.
Absolutely. Of course, we're talking about the song Rock On, which was performed by Def Leppard and David Essex.
And DJ Nightman is from Mount Washington, Kentucky. Thank you so much for that, because I had forgotten about it, but Tom remembered it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And here's one more that we didn't mention that I really like a lot, and that's So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
Oh, that's such a great song. I mean, I can't believe I forgot about that song.
Of course, it's the Byrds. There's Nazareth that did it with their little medley in Telegram Part 1. Tom Petty has an excellent version on their live album, and he actually starts to show off with it. Very good song. I like this song. All right. Anything else, guys, y'all can think of as far as rock and roll songs go?
You know what? I'm going to be kicking myself, you know, because I know tonight, tomorrow, the next day, I'm going to think, oh, man, there's another rock and roll song. And so we know there's a lot more out there.
Well, there's a lot of songs with rock or roll or rock and roll. I was trying to be a purist, and I should have been a little bit more lenient. I mean, that would have made the list go on forever.
If you had too much time to think about it, it probably would go on forever.
Yeah, but we thank you so much for sending in all the emails. I mean, we got a lot of emails. And if I didn't mention your email or mention what you replied to on the MySpace group, I am so sorry.
Yeah, don't get mad at us, please.
Yeah, we just got so much time, and some of the songs that we don't know or we can't get to, didn't have access to or whatever.
Time ran out. Things.
That might be the reason we didn't mention it, but yeah. We thank everybody who replied, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Just go into concertblast.com, and you'll see on the right-hand side, it's a big vote link. Just click on it. It's real simple. All you got to do is put your email address and click vote, and just go back into your email and confirm it.
Send us some emails and let us know what you think about the show as well. I mean, all of our shows, not only this one, but listen to our concert reviews, listen to our other music discussions, and our interviews.
Hey, also, if you think of some titles that might get us some good ideas on some future shows. Give us some suggestions.
Oh, man, I already threw mine out there.
Well, you sure did. I like it, too.
I like it.
We'll just go ahead and let you think about it. No, let's not do that.
Well, go ahead.
Why not? Give them some time to think about it.
We'll give you some time to think about it. Go ahead and send us an email right now if you can think of the answer. Brian, tell them what your idea is.
Well, I was thinking doctors, medicine.
The health profession. Health. So in other words, we got Robert Palmer. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Which reminds me of Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi.
There you go.
And what did Sanders say a while ago?
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yes.
By Ted Nugent.
That's true. So there's a lot out there.
There's a lot of them out there, guys. You just think for a minute, they'll pop off like that.
Send them to us.
Well, until next time, this is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
Thank you for listening. Absolutely. See you next time. Thank God bless you.
Woo-hoo. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get it, Bo. How low can you go?